60, please.
Request of Jamie Partridge to address council regarding the city fair wage policy.
Good morning, Mr. Partridge. Welcome.
I have a copy of a proposed improvement in the fair wage policy that our lawyers have drawn up. I'm representing the 15 now PDX and Portland Jobs with Justice. My name is Jamie Partridge, and the fair wage policy has been in place since about 1998 as a result of a campaign from Jobs with Justice, championed by former Commissioner Jim Francisconi, and it applies to workers who work for companies that contract with the city for services such as our janitors, parking lot attendants, security guards, and civic stadium workers. And currently, the fair wage is at $10.38 an hour with a $1.92 benefit. It's supposed to be a living wage. It's supposed to lift workers out of poverty. It's supposed to represent a government providing a model to private employers of bringing workers out of poverty so that they don't have to rely on food stamps, Section 8 housing, Oregon Health Plan, child care subsidies. And currently that is not a living wage, $10.38 an hour, certainly not a living wage in Portland. And studies show from various agencies such as the Alliance for a Just Society, the National Low-Income Housing Coalition, the self-sufficiency standard established by the University of Washington School of Social Work, that at least $15 an hour is what a single person needs to live to have a living wage in Portland. So we're asking the City Council to hold a hearing on these proposed changes in the fair wage policy, which would bump up to $15 the fair wage policy, plus improve the monitoring and enforcement, which has been lax in this fair wage policy over the years. For example, the Workers Organizing Committee sued the city successfully in getting back wages for parking attendants when they weren't being paid the fair wage at the city stadium, a civic stadium. The private owner avoided paying fair wage by subcontracting jobs, by not paying temps, by hiring temps, and by not paying new hires, and as well paying just the minimum wage and expecting the city to make up the difference for the fair wage. So we're asking that the ordinance be changed also, as well as being bumped up to 15, changed to include a citizens fair wage review board that would include labor representatives such as from groups such as Jobs with Justice or the service employees in Local 49, which represents security guards and parking and janitors at the city. And we're asking that the city hold a hearing on our proposed language so that the affected workers and their allies can testify. We did hold a community hearing on the fair wage policy with over 100 attendees and a couple of you sent representatives. We'd like an opportunity to have a full formal council hearing. As you know, the county has recently made decisions to bump up to 15. The union workers, and the chair just had an executive order to include temporary and seasonal workers in that $15 minimum wage, and we're looking forward to the city doing similar type action. And again, our ask is that you hold a hearing on this proposed language. Thank you very much.
Amy, can I ask you question?
Sure.
Because you mentioned the county. The county, like the city, delivers a lot of its services by contracting with third parties. The county typically nonprofits, so the bulk of the services provided by the county are services provided by nonprofits that then hire employees to provide those services. The impact of the change the county just made was very modest because it only applied to a small number of workers that they directly have control over because they provide direct services to the county.
Mm-hmm.
Is it your intention at the county to expand the fair wage policy to the employees of nonprofits that the county contracts with?
We haven't got there yet, but we want all workers to get 15, right?
Your first phase is the contracts where the local government has a direct relationship to the employee providing the services.
Yeah, and in the city of Portland, that's only a couple hundred workers.
Thank you.
What's only a couple of hundred workers?
Janitors, security guards, parking attendants.
Right. The challenge is that we don't have that many contracted employees who are making less than $15 an hour. We have over 2,000 city employees who are making less than $15 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we want that too. I mean, we just want to start somewhere.
Well, here's the issue. We have over 2,000 seasonal parks employees who don't make $15 an hour. To bring them up to $15 an hour would cost about $2 million, which we don't have in the city budget. And my preference, in fact, what we've been doing, is to create more full-time union jobs, which do pay $15 an hour with any available ongoing revenue. And so it would be a choice.
We understand your position.
Do we have more seasonal workers who make more but don't have full-time jobs and don't have city benefits? Or do we create more full-time jobs with benefits? And I couldn't support something that would require contractors to do something which I don't have the capacity to do. I have many flaws, but most of the time I'm not a hypocrite. So I think it's a conversation we need to have with new resources, as well as how do we treat our employees fairly, because at this point we don't have the resources, although we have created over 40 new union jobs in the time that I've been the Parks Commissioner. So we'll continue to, I'll be having a request of the council to create, change some of the seasonal park rangers, for example, who just recently we have come to an agreement on the union contract, which raises those seasonal workers to about $15 an hour. The next step for me, if I have additional support from the council, is to create more full-time jobs from those seasonal positions rather than to then spread the wealth in other ways.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate your position, and we're asking that you consider holding a hearing on our proposal. Mm-hmm. We have quite a lot of support for this idea, and you know,
so what's your position?
The rent can't wait.
So you're saying that you would prefer to have $15 an hour for seasonal workers who get no benefits rather than to have more full-time jobs with benefits?
We're asking that you hold a hearing on our proposed language changes to the fair wage policy, which would bump up to $15 for the janitor, security guards, parking attendants, and city civic
state
workers.
We should get this choice under discussion, because I think your advocacy has been real clear, and we appreciate that. But as Commissioner Fritz says, that there's more than one way to approach that economic justice issue in the city, and I think it's a difference among friends here that we need to think about. So appreciate all that you're doing on this issue. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.